That's Black on Nova 103.5 with Everything's Coming Up Roses. Another one of those strange English sayings. I have Mr. Norbert Wurm in the studio with me, the president of the Vika International Evenings. Good morning, Norbert.
Morning.
So we've been talking about expressions through the course of the morning, and those politeisms, you know, the things you say when you actually want to kind of tell somebody to go to hell, but you're trying to be polite about it. You know, per my last email, with all due respect, I wonder what is your favorite politeism?
That's a difficult one. I think I can't pick a specific one now, but I think in Vika, in the carnival tradition, you always use satire and wit to say what get the meaning across without directly saying it. That's actually a part of carnival. So you're not allowed to hurt anyone directly, but you can say, you know, speak around the topic type of thing, so everyone gets it.
Okay, so there's, yeah.
Between the lines, maybe that's one.
So you can get away with things that you wouldn't necessarily normally get away with. Let's have a quick look before we chat about tonight and tonight and tomorrow, the two different international evenings. Let's have a look back quickly at your experiences of Vika. Of course, it all started on Saturday with a rather rainy procession.
No, actually started on Thursday. We had the Prince and Bowl, so that's when the old prince and princess, which was myself and Svenja, we handed over the reign to the new prince and pa, the Princess Nadja and Prince Floor, who are the reigning monarchs or royal couple for this year. So that was on Thursday. On the Friday, we had our big Punksitzung, which is the very German traditional carnival. We have a lot of guests from Germany, very, you know, high in the carnival pyramid in Germany. So a couple of VIPs there. It was beautiful. We had a band from Germany, two bands actually from Germany, a lot of good speakers, locals. I think the local speeches were actually the best. Very cool. And then on Saturday morning, we have to storm the city halls. So we storm the mayor's office, and then we get the keys to the city, which is around 9 or 10 o'clock. We have a formal handover. So one of the councillors, Mr. Jürgen Hecht, then represented the mayor and gave us the keys to the city. Gave the royal couple the keys to the city. And then from the city hall, then the city of Windhoek, the float procession then starts. And in 71 years, it has sometimes drizzled, apparently, but it's never rained as much as this year.
So okay.
As we started, it started raining. And then as we stopped, at the end of the procession, it stopped raining, but we were drenched to the bones.
But being Namibia, we'll see that as a blessing.
Absolutely. We're very happy about that. And then on Sunday, we had the Children's Carnival, which is probably the biggest event.
Okay.
You know, that's a big highlight for us.
Yeah. And then obviously last night was the sort of the Damen evening and the ladies' night and the men's night. I'm not going to try and get my German going and get myself completely tongue-tied. And that's the sort of traditional dress-up night as where people come and dress up to themes.
Yes.
What were some of the costumes like?
Well, the winners were the Gold Diggers, which was a bunch of ladies all dressed in gold with dollar signs all around them and carrying golden stuff. That was pretty cool. There were some Indians, a big group of Indians. There's a very famous German song called Wackelkontakt. So it's when a wire, like a short circuit type of thing, when it's not connecting properly. Very popular song at the moment. So they all came as with lampshades. So their lamps, the song goes, I'm a furniture piece from the 70s. So they're all dressed up as lamps. So it was pretty cool. We got rained out. The men were outside in the tent and we got rained out again. all the power went off. We didn't have music, but we had lights. But we had a lot of fun. And then an hour and a half or so later, we then joined the ladies again. We stormed the hall and then everyone's together. And then it's that dress up.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very cool.
All right. And then, I mean, obviously, like there's a very sort of heavy German element and German tradition. I mean, it is a German festivity, a German carnival. But I know tonight and tomorrow night, being the international evenings, that's when it's more sort of open to everyone. Not that non-Germans don't attend the other events, but this is sort of the traditional, open to everyone evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the tradition we follow, carnival is the same all around the world. It's same time of the year, except Namibia. Sorry, I have to say that. But the Catholic regions of the world all celebrate carnival. We just practice the German type of carnival. Okay. The Rhineland. Mm. It comes from the Rhineland in Germany. And that's why we look like this. But in Rio, they look different. In Venice, they look different. Mardi Gras. It's all the same tradition, actually.
Okay.
But since we follow the German side of the tradition, obviously it is very much German, especially the first part of the carnival. And then tonight, we have the international evening and tomorrow night, where it's English and Afrikaans.
Okay.
Mostly English, yeah.
So what can people look forward to tonight?
Yeah, well, we have Fat Man Dusty Dixon. They're joining us again. Dusty was also there last night. And then a highlight, we've got obviously a couple of speeches. We have the first, or she's been the chief of protocol before, but first time she did it in German this week was Svenja Hecht, and she will do it now again as a chief lady of protocol. So this year we'll have a lot of ladies taking on prominent positions in the Vika. And what we're very proud of also is we have the Vika Rhythms of Namibia, the Els, Lisa Ehlers, Mirai Helm, the Dance Academy. So they have a huge theater, musical, comedy piece with Acharop. He's doing the comedy. So it's a huge performance that we're going to do in both halves. And we're very proud of that because it took a lot to get it to this stage, because it's a purely Namibian performance with a big carnival theme, but also the whole Namibianness and, you know, how diverse we are in Namibia, but we're all Namibian, and, you know, we love the rain, and we mix, and we, you know, we're quite unique as a country.
Yeah.
And then we're trying to get that message across. It's going to be beautiful.
All right. And there are two. So there's tonight and then tomorrow night. Is it the same performances, obviously, just to be able to allow more people to attend?
Yeah, absolutely. So they are the same performances. Tonight is more the corporate evening. So it's formal. There's round tables. The corporates come. The sponsors come. And tomorrow night is long beer hall tables, and it's already sold out, so it's going to be, you know, 600 people in the hall,
sorry,
500 people in the hall. And then, it's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be a great show.
Okay. And then from Friday night into Saturday, I believe Saturday is now when you start wrapping everything up.
Yeah, Saturday night we still have the Yuka, which is the youth carnival, 16 to 25-year-olds. They have their own carnival. They have their own shows, their own leadership, their own prince and princess.
Okay.
So last week was children's carnival. This weekend is a youth carnival. So they do their own show. We're just there to keep an eye on, you know, and visit. And but we're not in charge. And then on Sunday we have the Chaos, which is sort of the traditional closing of the carnival. And then we show every president, or every knight is allowed to showcase one of the big acts.
Okay.
So you'll have most of the whole program you'll have again, which is nice. It sort of gives everyone another chance to perform, and it says goodbye to a great week.
Okay. And then obviously it's from Monday it's planning for next year already.
We have the same. Absolutely. I mean, we had a very long year of carnival last year, especially as prince and princess, because we went to all the other towns. We went to Germany. So we have a saying in the carnival: after the carnival is before the carnival. Because we start planning, but in July it's in, I'm not sure, there's one in Witvlei, which is coming up. I think it's in May, I'm not sure. Then in July it's Sokopmund. In August it's Lüderitz. And then in September... sorry, I got it wrong. July is Otjiwarongo and September is Sokopmund.
Okay.
So there's four carnivals after this carnival in Namibia. And then obviously we started off again next year.
And any international carnivals did the prince and princess get to attend? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. So we went to Germany. We had a big show, and it's huge in Germany, and you get a lot of respect. You get, as prince and princess, especially you know, you're unique. You come from Africa, and you're a prince and princess, and we dress the same, so the tradition is the same. And we got invited everywhere. We had, I can't even count, I think we were at 15 events.
Sure.
You get on stage, there's thousands of people. You get recognized, you get medals, you get, we were in the newspapers, on the television. Big bands, big stars invite you. So it was overwhelming. It was pretty tiring, but we experienced so much. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And there were 25 Namibians. We had a Namibian flag that we always took along. So it was quite, you get invited all the time. It's obviously for us not always possible to go, but it's amazing. Yeah. So you get a lot of respect. And then they come and visit here. So we had about 70 tourists here this year. A lot of them, half of them were proper carnival association people. And then we even had a prince and princess from Germany. And then next year, it's going to be big. And the year after, there's a whole group of, I think, 150 coming.
Sure.
With their whole marching band. So it's 120 guys in one marching band.
Wow.
So yeah, we're on a good wicket.
Yeah, I see. So after having been Prince last year, a tiring year, now tonight you're president of International Evening. Do you take a step back, or are you still involved in planning for next year already?
No, I don't. I'm going to take steps forward.
Okay.
No stepping back. It's very important tradition, and you know, culture events like these bring people together. And that's for us very important. You know, we need to share our tradition to keep it alive, but we want to share it with everyone and showcase what we do. And so we will need to experience other traditions, and that's the beauty of Namibia. So we want to put a lot of effort into this tradition and keep it alive, and then also share it with everyone, because carnival is actually about everyone's equal and everyone's allowed to say and be merry, say what they want, be merry. You know, everyone's equal behind the mask. There's a lot of tradition like that, and we want to actually promote that, because freedom of speech, everything comes from the carnival, actually. So it's a very important tradition, we feel.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming in and giving us a bit more of an insight into all the sort of behind the Vika things that, you know, we only really see the public-facing stuff. And if you missed out on tickets for this year, then make sure that you stay on top of things. Carry on following Vika on Facebook so that you don't miss out for next year. Thank you so much, Norbert, and good luck for tonight and tomorrow as president.
Cheers. Thanks very much.